720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the all-time greats, NASCAR Hall of Famer, three-time Daytona 500 champion, NASCAR Cup Series champion, now part of that great NASCAR and NBC team, the one and only Dale Jarrett. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and just glad to be in Chicago today.
So this is it. You know, you guys are in Chicago. It is real. It is for real. It is happening, and we have been excited about this back when there was, I think it was a year and a half ago with the iRacing thing. We're like, well, what does it mean? Could it be happening? And then when it got announced, I got to tell you, people have been excited from that moment on, and it is a situation where everyone is super pumped now. So from you, from a broadcast perspective, ready for Chicago?
Yeah, our focus is on this race because, you know, it is a first for NASCAR. And you know, we talk about the 75 years and everything that a lot of us have gone through and seen happen during those times. We have not seen an event like this take place in NASCAR. And to get here today and actually see the course and see the challenges that the drivers are going to have, also see the opportunities that were hard to see from renderings and drone shots and things like that this has the real possibility of not just being a street race, but also a really good race, because I think that I see passing opportunities and exciting corners for the fans to see, along with some high-speed areas of the racetrack, to see where the fans are going to have the opportunity to go to different areas of this city and watch the race. It's just incredible. And, you know, from a standpoint of TV, I think that what we're seeing here today, our people have been telling us that have been here and doing the site plan and, you know, trying to position our cameras and everything in the right spots to bring the viewers a great event. Also, that might not happen to be here for the race live. What I'm seeing is something like the race fans have never seen before. I'm excited about this, that we're going to present something to the fans that is unlike anything else that they've really seen with the shots that are available here. You know, when you have Lake Michigan out here, you have the fountain, all of the iconic buildings that you see here in downtown Chicago. It's just incredible what we're going to be able to bring to the fans and the drivers are. I think the drivers are going to have to be careful not to get distracted with everything that's going on around them.
Right, with all that history, it's going to be tough for them because just as you guys are, you know, sort of struck by the sight lines and the skylines and all the sort of cool stuff going on, I don't know if the drivers, because they're not having, you know, a ton of time to practice and just sort of get used to it and get bored with it, they're going to be watching it too. Dale Jarrett, people are going to be depending on you, even people that are there. Forget the, you know, the national TV audience. Obviously, they're going to be depending on you, but even people that are there, because of the way that it's structured, you're not going to have, you know, it's not like Bristol, right, where you can just see everything that's going on. So you guys are going to have to share that, all of those different things you're excited about, they're going to be excited about and dependent on too. I wanted to ask you, so from a road course perspective, we talk all the time about the Cup Series never doing a street course race before, and part of it was because of demographics, part of it was the cars, part of it was just sort of the state of the sport. Now you have a lot of drivers that are pretty proficient at road courses. When you were coming up in NASCAR, some people just have, you know, ringers sort of run the road courses. It wasn't a thing you guys focused on, but now because of the way the sport has sort of changed because of simulators, people are good at road courses.
Yeah, they really are, and there's a lot of good drivers and teams with this. And not only that, these new cars, that the next gen car that was introduced last year, is more conducive to road course racing, with the independent rear suspension that it has and a number of other things. The cars can put on a better show themselves. And so with that, the drivers had to get better, and they are better with that because they have something that can be driven well and competitive and driven hard, and that provides good racing to us. So yeah, it actually makes the drivers even better maybe than what some of them thought that they were on a road course, because they have the right type of equipment and right type of vehicle to race. So I think that's what gives this the opportunity here in Chicago in the streets, nonetheless. Yeah, it's going to be a completely different surface. You don't have any corners that have any banking, so that's different than the other road courses that they encounter. So it's going to take some different skill sets when you get to that. But I think that the prospects of this car with today's drivers have the real opportunity to put on a show that maybe not in the past would have been the best thing for NASCAR to get into. So I think the timing is perfect for everyone involved. I think the fans are ready for it. The drivers and teams are. We have the right equipment. And then from a side of TV, I think we have the right perspective of what people are going to be looking for and want to see in this race.
As excited as you are, and for all of those reasons, because of the drivers being more used to it, the car being more conducive to it, all of those things that are happening, you have been and won the biggest moments in NASCAR and some of the biggest races. These races sort of take on their stature based on either what it is or the track circumstances, right? When I just came back from Indianapolis, and the Brickyard 400 was a crown jewel race from the get-go because of where it was. Now with the Clash, and I'm sure there's some bragging rights there, that's an exhibition, right? So this race being a points race, and in this setting, Dale Jarrett, do you feel like the Chicago Street Race could be one of those really prestigious races for drivers to win right out of the gate?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You're spot on with the big events happening. You know, when you go to new places, as you mentioned, the Brickyard, when we went there the first time, it was such a big event. This has that feeling, too, that it's going to be a big event. There's no doubt about that. You know, can the racing stand up to that and the importance of it for the drivers and teams? 100%. I think that the drivers are focused on this, understanding two things. First and foremost, there's only one first time that it can happen. So every driver wants to be a winner in that situation and say, you know, this is what I did. I was the first one to do it. The other side of it is, I think there's a lot of drivers that are coming in here that maybe don't have a win yet this year and realize that they are good enough road racers to take advantage of an opportunity at a place that everybody else doesn't have any experience either. So they're on the same ground as everyone else. So that gives them just as good a chance to come win. So hugely important race for the drivers for a number of different reasons. And it will not be an event and a race that lacks excitement, I assure you.
Very, very last thing, Ned Jarrett, we love your dad. And I remember talking to him and interviewing him 20 years ago, and he would call in, and you have that generation, that perspective. Has he talked to you about this? Has he said, like, Dale, we could have never imagined, you know, racing on the streets of Chicago. What does he think of this all?
Yeah, actually, I was just having that conversation yesterday with my dad back in North Carolina, and he was talking about, you know, racing at Soldier Field here when he did back in the 50s.
Wow.
And so what a difference it was. And he said, so they're actually racing in the streets. He's still trying to grasp that idea that this is going to be in the streets of Chicago. And but he's excited to see that, too. He said, you know, this will be like nothing that's ever happened. I said, Dad, you know, we've had 75 years of racing at a lot of different venues, but there's going to be nothing like this. So he's looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be great. Thank you, Dale, for all that you guys are doing. And everybody's going to be tuned to NBC for this race. It is going to be history making, and you'll be right there to call it all. So thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.